You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are with, once again, Carolyn Maddox, who is a summa cum laude graduate of North Carolina Central University with a BA in history. She also has an MPA in public administration from North Carolina State University. She has worked in diverse settings and taught classes in college success strategies, courses in career planning and personal development, and comes to us as the founder and CEO of I Can Do Anything Organization Incorporated and the author of the new book in the series called I Can Do Anything, A Latino's Guide to Choosing a Career. Carolyn, certainly good to have you back here on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, thank you for having me back.
You're welcome. So for those who missed the last broadcast here on EPN when you were last with us, what is the mission of the I Can Do Anything Organization Incorporated?
The mission of the organization is to teach career success strategies to youth in grades 8 through 12, and the outcome is that when they're finished with these career success strategies, they'll have a blueprint that will help them have a path where they can develop networking skills, communication skills, and other types of transferable skills. And another component that's been added to the program is life skills, and the life skills center around how to maintain good credit, personal finance, and areas such as that.
In your new book in a series called I Can Do Anything, A Latino's Guide to Choosing a Career, what was the inspiration behind the decision to write the book for the Latino community?
Well, actually, the I Can Do Anything program and organization wants to teach these strategies to all youth. There's no racial barrier or racial line when it comes to teaching career success strategies. And it just happened to be that this is the second book in the series that I wanted to target. The Hispanic community is a growing community, and it's estimated by 2020 that there will be about 55 million Latinos in the country. So this is a good book that provides them with insight about career opportunities, career success strategies, and it also helps them to understand the blueprints of individuals that have excelled that look like them. And that's one of the major missions of the I Can Do Anything organization. We're targeting all ethnic groups, but also we're wanting to add that personal touch of successful history, because in dealing with other ethnic groups, you have that same concern about what is it that my people have done. And this gives them the opportunity to see that there are individuals in their community that has had a wide range of success as well. And as I stated in the previous interview with you, if a person is able to see someone that looks like them, it adds to their self-esteem, it adds to their self-image and overall confidence.
Couldn't agree more. Now, how does it help exactly the Latino community choose a career?
It helps them get an idea about what types of careers are available, what are some of the more current and demanding careers. Just like the first book, a lot of the careers focus on math and science, because math and science basically are those fields that are really in demand. And if you look at President Obama's education plan, he's really focusing on the math and science and emphasize to many school systems to really target in on the math and science. And right now, many of the high schools have implemented STEM, which is the science, technology, engineering, and math type programs within their curriculum. So this book adds or complements to those types of fields.
Today we're joined by Carolyn Maddox, the founder and CEO of I Can Do Anything Organization Incorporated and the author of the new book in the series called I Can Do Anything, A Latino's Guide to Choosing a Career, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What particular careers do you discuss in the I Can Do Anything series?
It's a wide range of careers. Science, math, for example, I look at if you want to be an astronaut, or if you want to be a mathematician, if you want to be a scientist. I have fields that focus on writing, focus on teaching. It's a wide array of career fields that gives an individual a beginning foundation in choosing a career.
And looking at the program, how many children or youth are involved with the program at the I Can Do Anything organization?
Well, right now we are looking at partnerships and establishing partnerships with various organizations, and really focused on helping the curriculum to be integrated into school systems, as well as looking at some community-type partnerships. And our long-range goal is to focus on workshops and seminars that will allow us to focus on various components where children get the opportunity, or youth get the opportunity, to interface with professionals in those particular careers, which gives them an early foundation to establishing a network. Because in the past, traditionally, people coming out of school have been taught just to go to school, get good grades, and you're guaranteed a job. But now, with the changing community and economy and the way that the job market is now, it's essential that kids establish an early network, which is what the I Can Do Anything organization is focused on. So we've been working on trying to integrate the program into school systems and establishing those types of networks.
And how can one learn about the I Can Do Anything organization book and program?
You can visit the website, or they can visit the website, www.icandoanything.us, and outlined on the website is the mission. We also have our case statement. Our board members are there. Also, you will see the series that we're trying to do. Right now, the book that focuses on the Latino community is the second in the series, but there are three more books that will be available to target other ethnic groups as well. But you can visit www.icandoanything.us, and I can be contacted as well. I have a new number, 410-336-2843.
Very good. Appreciate you sharing that as well. In conclusion, any advice for parents with teenagers that are unclear as to what they would like to do as a career at this stage in their lives?
Well, what I typically recommend to parents is that while your child is in school, begin looking very closely at the types of feedback that they are receiving from teachers, guidance counselors. Look at their strengths and look at their weaknesses, because when I was in school, one of the biggest indications of skill set was looking at the report card and seeing what grades that the person excelled in. And in the past, for me, my skill set was centered around writing. So that meant that I had good grades in English. So that would be a beginning foundation, looking at the strengths and weaknesses parents can see on the child's report card, taking them to the library, looking at various resources that are available in the library, as well as community resources. And a good community resource would be I Can Do Anything and visiting the website, because our organization also has memberships available, and if you purchase a membership, the child has the opportunity to gain access to a link that allows them to look at career assessments and other types of interactive information that provides career success.
Very good. That is such a rich resource, without a question. We've been speaking with Carolyn Maddox, the founder and CEO of I Can Do Anything Organization Incorporated, and also the author of the new book in the series called I Can Do Anything, A Latina's Guide to Choosing a Career. And the website of reference, once again, is icandoanything.us. Carolyn, thanks so much for being with us again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me again.
You're welcome, and come back anytime. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.